Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nobody gives us the better analysis of what he sees on film than the great Greg Cosell, and he's with us now. Greg, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, you want to talk about Johnny Manziel?
Definitely not. For, yeah.
He's in the rearview mirror, huh?
Oh, God. Yes, no doubt. No doubt, Greg. You know, but let's talk about Baker, though. And, you know, when we watch the games on TV, we see, okay, season two, he didn't play well. They didn't have good tackles. They didn't have good coaching. Last year, they had good tackles. They had better coaching, and he played well. How big a difference watching the film was year two from year three for Baker? And well, there you go.
I mean, I think there was quite a difference. I think that the nature of the offense fits him. You know, I think one thing people forget, he was a number one pick in a draft, so therefore people automatically assume that he just has every trait that you need and he's great just because he was a number one pick. There's very few transcendent quarterbacks when it comes to pure talent. So most quarterbacks, well, first of all quarterbacks are system quarterbacks because that's the way the game is taught. Coaches don't roll the ball out and say, let's run around and make some plays today. Everybody is a system quarterback. Everybody plays in a system. And unless the defense totally takes away what you're trying to get done on a given rep, the coaching staff expects the play to be executed within the structure of the system. And I think that he was in a system last year that really allowed him to be defined in what he was seeing, defined in his throws. I thought he gained confidence as the year progressed and felt more comfortable delivering the football and delivering the football into some tighter spots. So, you know, I just think it was a matter of maturation in a system that allowed him to feel more comfortable where he was, what in what he was seeing, and then where he was delivering.
Greg, I got to ask you before we get to the draft about Jadeveon Clowney, because we talked to a lot of Titans people and they're very down on his production, and you talked to some Seahawks and Texans people and they're higher up on it. We know his run grades were particularly good, but last year, what did you see on tape, and is there any sign that maybe you can see the guy that he was in Seattle and Houston as opposed
well,
to
let me ask you this, and this is not an interpretation. This is
sure.
A question that's a statement of fact. How many teams has Clowney now been with?
Well, and it's to be his fourth team.
He's under 28 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are premium pass rushers, are they usually with four teams before they get to the age of 28?
No.
That's because he's not a pass rusher. He's a run player. He's a schemed player. But what he's not is an edge pass rusher. So, and the tape tells you that. That's not a statement. That's not an interpretation. The tape tells you he's not an edge pass rusher. He's a good run player. He's a physical player, but he's not an edge pass rusher.
So what would you do in terms of how you'd line him up? You know, right? I mean, would you play? You can't play him inside, I guess. He's not big enough.
Well, that's what they did in Houston quite a bit. In Houston, they stood him up a lot. They moved him around. He was essentially a joker in sub fronts, particularly on third down. He lined up over guards. He lined up over centers. That's where he does his damage as a pass rusher. He's not an edge pass rusher. He's not a guy you line up in a wide nine alignment and just say, let's go get the quarterback. He's not that guy. He doesn't have the core bend and flexibility. He's not a flexible athlete. He's a power athlete, but he's not a flexible athlete.
We're talking with Greg Cosell, NFL Films, NFL matchup, of course. Greg, when you heading to the draft here, we've been talking about, you know, everybody, a lot of people assume the Browns are going to take a defensive player, but we've talked some about them taking a wide receiver because of cap situations with Beckham and Landry going forward. Everybody seems to love this wide receiver class, but when you look at the guys at the top of this draft, whether it's Smith or Waddle or Ja'Marr Chase, when you see them on film, how do they look? How good are those three guys in the film?
Well, I think Chase is hands down the best wide receiver prospect in the draft. I think he's complete. I think he's competitive. So to me, there's no question that he's the number one wide receiver in the draft. I think Devonta Smith will be – there'll be conversations about him in draft meetings because he's an exception. He's 166 pounds. And I know a lot of people say that doesn't mean anything and they throw out a lot of other names. But at the end of the day, he's 166 pounds. So there'll be conversations about him in draft meetings. He's got high-level receiving traits. My guess is he'll be seen in a certain way. He'll be seen as a receiver that's a Z. The Z receiver lines up off the ball, not right on the line of scrimmage. And he's the receiver that you can put in motion. Because what you want with Devonta Smith, because he's a linear strider, he's long, silky, smooth, and linear. So what you want with him is you want him to get free access off the ball. You want him to get into his stride. I'm not saying he can't line up as an X where he's on the ball. And when you're on the ball, obviously a press corner can be closer to you. There have been snaps, because I watched 8 games last year and 8 games this year. There were snaps in which he was shoved right into the sideline when he was the X. He's 166 pounds. So, yeah, I think he's a really good player. He's really nuanced, really detailed. Really precise in his route running. There's a ton of good traits, but I think that you need to use him in a certain defined way.
The cornerback class is really interesting to me because I've liked Caleb Farley for a while, but I also understand he's got back issues. What is the difference on tape?
Well, I liked him on tape a lot. He's a powerful, explosive, moving athlete. Big, physical, just really looks the part. I think you have to be careful with him. I'm not a doctor. I've spoken, I've been in in a Zoom meeting where, there was a doctor who said that there's no question that he'll have another back surgery at some point. Now, again, that's a doctor's opinion. It's a shame because he's really a good prospect. I personally love Patrick Surtain. I think Patrick Surtain just looks like he was born to play mirror match press man coverage. You know, it looks like he probably started doing that when he was about 2 years old, but he just is so smooth. It looks like he's playing with no effort.
Okay, because I was trying to, I mean, because everyone's fallen in love now with J.C. Horn, and I guess I'm just trying to figure out why that is relative to...
I mean, Horn's big, physical, super competitive. The one thing Horn's going to have to work on when he gets to the NFL is he tends to be handsy and grabby. They don't call that in college football. But he's super competitive, certainly checks all the boxes for an outside corner, can play press man, can play off, smart, aware, can play zone as well. They're just going to have to get that grabby, handsy stuff out of his system because in the NFL that's pass interference or holding.
We're talking with Greg Cosell. Nobody breaks down the film better from NFL Films. Greg, you know, the Browns added a lot of players in free agency this season on the defensive side of the ball. Troy Hill and John Johnson from the Rams. Anthony Walker from the Colts. We talked about Clowney already. But looking at the guys in the secondary specifically, what they've added here with Johnson and Hill and then Grant Delpit and Greedy Williams coming back from injuries, how good are those guys watching them on the film?
I mean, I think Greedy Williams has great traits. We haven't seen it yet. He's been hurt.
Yeah.
He didn't play a lot in college. But he's got the traits you look for in an outside corner, without question. Delpit, to me, is the fascinating guy because I think Delpit's a multidimensional safety. I think you can play him in the box. I think you can play him over the slot. I think you can play him on the back end. My guess is that was the plan a year ago. You certainly can play him in your sub when you go 5 DBs, if you choose to, depending on your opponent, and you want to go big nickel with 3 safeties. He certainly fits that extremely well. So, you know, I think that Delpit, to me, I'm really going to be fascinated. What was his injury again?
Well, I can't even remember now.
He had Jonathan? Two different injuries.
I know he missed the whole season.
He had the shoulder at first, and then it was something else in back of that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
But, I mean, I liked him coming out of LSU. And John Johnson's just a really good player. I mean, he can kind of do anything. So, you know, I think that they've really improved on the back end, because last year with the safety position, they really had a hard time. They just didn't have a back end player.
What do you make of the linebackers? Because there's a lot of people that are very, like, give or take on Mack Wilson in particular. But they've spent a lot of capital in recent years, whether it's Taki Taki, whether it is Mack Wilson on some of those guys. And to me, I look at it, and I think it's one of the weaker parts of the Browns' defense right now.
You just like saying Taki Taki, don't you?
That's true. It's 100%
true. Yeah. You know, Mack Wilson was a surprise to me that he got drafted as late as he did, because I thought at Alabama that he was a pretty athletic kid. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't study those guys individually in detail, so I really can't answer that. I studied Wilson coming out of Alabama in detail, and, I thought that he had really good athleticism, good traits. I'm no good at deciding where guys get drafted, but I certainly thought he'd be a top 90 pick, and he wasn't. I think that there's things to work with Mack Wilson just based on his physical and athletic traits. I don't know enough about Taki Taki to really, give you a good answer to that.
Greg, when you look at the current draft in terms of, a lot of people think the Browns might take a defensive tackle somewhere early because they cut Sheldon Richardson. Is there, when you look at guys that might be top, as you said, top 90 or top 100 picks there, is there some defensive tackles that you see in this draft that are interesting guys?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it all depends on what you're looking for. So it becomes in the eye of the beholder. I mean, I really like the tape of the kid from Washington, Leon Zuricki. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, and I feel terrible about that. But I really loved his tape. He's 290 pounds. If you remember a player, I'm sure you do, Darnell Dockett, who was about 290, played in the league for a long time. I think there's some similarities there. This kid has some power. This kid's really explosive mover as well. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching him, and I think he'll be a good pro. There's a kid out of Iowa, Davion Nixon. He's a totally different kind of player. He's a pure athlete. He's 313 pounds with really light feet and a pure athlete. He's not overly physical. Very often these kinds of things end up being in the eye of the beholder, and then it comes to deployment and utilization by the specific team. But there are defensive tackles to take without question. I'm sure I missed a few because there's a lot of guys, and I've probably seen about 180 guys. So it's, after a while, there's just a lot of names.
Yeah. Grant Delpit, by the way, torn Achilles last year.
That's a concern.
Yes.
That would be a concern, just because the nature of that injury is such that, you just don't know if he'll be the same kind of mover.
Right. Okay. Greg, I'm curious about the quarterbacks. For once, the Browns are not looking to draft a quarterback, but obviously a lot of other teams are. We might see him go 3 in a row. We might see him go 4 in a row. Justin Fields in particular, it seems like some people have been down on him. I don't know. I watch him with the naked eye in games, and I'm like, he seems like the second-best quarterback to me behind Trevor Lawrence. When you see Justin Fields, what do you see?
You know what? I've really looked at Fields hard, and I like Justin Fields. A lot of people like to talk about progression reads. First of all, you need to know how he's coached to know that for sure. I mean, obviously, there's some basic route concepts versus specific coverages that you know that, hey, that's where the ball should go. But, we don't know how he's coached. We don't know what he's asked to do. It's very easy to make those kinds of comments. I will say at times I thought he was a little deliberate in some things he did. The other thing we don't know is we don't know if he was involved in the calling of protections. Teams will obviously know that. They can do things I can't do as far as research. I'm just sitting watching tape in my office at NFL Films. But I like Justin Fields. I think that he's got a lot of talent. He's got a big arm. He's got, as coaches say, a 65-yard-plus arm. He can also feather the ball and layer the ball and make those kinds of throws. So, I would not have a problem saying he's the second-best quarterback prospect in the draft, behind Lawrence, who, by the way, also has some of his own issues. He's the generational stuff. Those words don't mean anything to me.
Wow, okay, so where does Zach Wilson fit in line with this then, and why is he not number two?
Well, you start to split hairs. That's why I don't make lists, guys. I really don't.
okay.
I mean, Wilson is a little bit different kind of player. Wilson, I would say Fields has a power arm. I'd say Wilson has a live arm. Wilson is a very live, loose-limbed player. His body's loose. A coach I know, I love this phrase, he has rhythm in his body. That's Zach Wilson. He moves around a lot. In some ways, he's reminiscent of Mahomes coming out of Texas Tech. He moves around too much. Now, it's worked out for Patrick Mahomes. He obviously went to a great coach in Andy Reid, who's helped him in many, many ways. You know, Wilson is, he's got that same kind of looseness, that recklessness, that undisciplined nature to his game, but there's no question he's got a live, loose arm.
We're talking with Greg Cosell, NFL Films. Greg, when it comes to the Browns' offensive line, last year, you know, the Browns drafted Jedrick Wills to play left tackle, and he, you know, he played pretty well. But Wyatt Teller was the guy who
I loved Wyatt Teller's tape, loved it.
And he just, you know, what was the difference last year for him? Because he was considered just a guy, and he just exploded on the scene last year.
He was in Buffalo, and he got a chance to start for a number of games, and I actually thought he did pretty well. But the thing that really stood out to me. And as you guys know, the Browns started to run more gap scheme. You know, everybody thinks of Stefanski as, you know, 99% zone. And I'm sure that's probably still the number one run game approach. But they ran more gap scheme. And I thought Teller, and then he got hurt. And, of course, he came back. But then he got hurt. But, you know, for there was a stretch there where as a pulling guard, because he was the right guard, I believe, as a pulling guard across the formation, I thought that he was as good as there was in the league.
Yeah, no doubt. He was excellent last year. Greg, we appreciate the insight as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.